Mr. President.
Well, how are things going?
Oh, I think fair to middling. Could be better, but certainly could be a hell of a lot worse.
Yeah. You know, other problems around the country and the states, huh?
No, I think you've got them pretty well taken care of.
Yeah. We have no... Well, I think we really came off better on the Vietnam thing than we had any reason to hope, don't you?
I think so.
Governor, you get guys like Mansfield and a few others. We divided them a bit.
Well, I think the papers did more for you than this time the legislature did.
Yep. Yeah, the media.
Yep.
Yes, sir, including television. Even,
yes, sir.
Even that bastard Brinkley. Yeah.
Yep, and the newspapers, I thought, were...
Yeah.
Didn't go out of their way to do the hatchet job that politicians
right.
tried to do.
Yeah.
So,
well, it's pretty hard to splice back this one, isn't it, John?
I think so. It's. I think it has to be a tremendous plus. And, of course, they're not about to admit it, and they'll notch at it any way they can, but it's
right.
Certainly a big plus with
yeah.
the people.
Well, they don't know what to do with it, and now at least we've preempted. We have a very good ground we can stand on, fight on.
I would think that would be the case, and it ought to give you some further strength in Congress as a
yeah.
much better base for it.
That's right. That's right. Okay.
I see you got your finance chairman today, all right?
Yeah, we had it handled well. Old Maury's a real soldier.
He's a fine individual.
Such a fine and decent man.
Yeah. And takes a little hand-holding at times.
Sure.
But, well worthwhile.
I guess most everybody does, but he certainly is. He really is. Comes through in good style, and I told him, you know, that we wanted him for any legislative leaders' meetings or cabinet meetings that he wanted to attend, and we'll sort of keep him in the club, which is the main thing.
Yes,
and he should be anytime he wants to be around, just like we keep Dole in.
Yeah, I think that would be very helpful to
right.
his ego and his interest, too.
Right. Okay.
Am I going to see you tomorrow afternoon? I think it's on the schedule.
I think so. Friday. Take a look. You're usually on Friday, aren't you?
Well, it was, and there were a few things that...
Yeah, you are. Yeah, 4 o'clock.
Thing I think went very well despite our friends at the Defense Department.
Yeah? Yeah, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Well, it's a tremendous appointment. I mean, I don't care what about them.
Well, fall in line, I'm sure, as always after the...
Yeah.
They lose the battle or the skirmishes, whatever
right.
it is.
That's right.
And I think you'd be a big asset there.
Oh, what an asset. He's just going to be a tower of strength, John. Just a tower of strength. Good for all of us to have around, and also thinking of our future, if he is willing, he's going to be a very good man to have around in the future.
I believe so. It's certainly a good training period.
Okay, we'll see you tomorrow. 4 o'clock, John.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to Camp David and be gone to do some reading for today and tomorrow until about noon. So I'll be out of touch, but I'll see you.
All right. Well, hell, you know, I don't need that meeting if you're going to...
No. The meeting is important. No, I want to have it. No, I expect to have the meeting. I had it down.
All right, sir. Fine.
No, I just want to check if there's anything today before I left. Okay.
No, sir, nothing I can think of. All right.